You're listening to Hosseiniya from IRIB English Radio by Sayyid Abbas Razavian. لبیک یا حسین.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله. Peace and salutations upon you, O Master of Martyrs, Ya Sayyid al-Shuhada. Today is the day of Ashura. It is the day of lamenting. It is the day of crying. It is the day that our Imam Mahdi, the 12th Imam, cries the most out of anybody else in this world. We talked about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura, and we talked about the final position which we reach if we incorporate Ziyarat Ashura in our lives, that is reaching Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, the praiseworthy station, the station of the Prophet, the station of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It is important for us to know on such a day that when we talk about the station of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that we don't separate Imam Hussein alayhi salam from Imam Mahdi. On such a day, we need to know that who is the one that is crying the most? Who is the one that is can see what exactly happened to Imam Hussein on this day? It is Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah. We read in Ziyarat Nahiyah, one of the ziyarats attributed to Imam Mahdi, that he says, فَلْأَنْدُبَنَّكَ صَبَاحًا وَمَسَاءً. I will therefore lament you morning and evening, Imam Hussein. Imam Mahdi says, I'll cry for you day and night. وَلِأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُوعِ دَمًا. And will weep blood in places of tears. This is haqiqat, this is a reality. He is not metaphorically speaking. Imam Mahdi is crying blood for Imam Hussein. When we look and incorporate this Maqam al-Mahmud, and we say that who has Maqam al-Mahmud right now on this earth, it is Imam Mahdi. And we say that Imam Mahdi's grief and crying is the crying that is accepted. The Quran talks about those that have perseverance and those that have forbearance and those that have patience. And when musibat comes upon them, he gives them reward for this musibat. He gives them reward for this calamity. And there's a verse of the Quran, it says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. For those that say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those that say, indeed we belong to God and indeed to Him we will return. Salawat of God will be upon them. The salutations of God will be upon them. مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةً. And their mercy, His mercy will be upon them. So who deserves the mercy and salutations of Allah the most during this affliction? It is Imam Mahdi. Therefore, we can think of the day of Ashura similar to like the night of Qadr, the night of power, the night of destiny. That when we say all the angels descend, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَ, all the angels descend every year on who? On Imam Mahdi. They bring all the events when they descend to who? To Imam Mahdi. And he is the source and he is the core of Laylatul Qadr. And therefore, when our decrees want to be finalized, it is linked to Imam Mahdi. When we want to connect to God in the night of Qadr, it is linked to Imam Mahdi. In the same way that Imam Mahdi is also the core of the day of Ashura. Because he is the one that is truly grieving. He is the one that is truly sad. He is the one whose azadari or matam or sorrow and crying is accepted. Therefore, whatever blessings Allah is going to give us and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt first goes to Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajah, then spreads out to us. Therefore, on the day of Ashura, it is the day that we completely turn our soul and our minds to Imam Mahdi, the true musab, the true person that has affliction for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He truly knows what happened to Imam Hussein. If the reality of Ashura were to befall us and we would be able to see it completely how it is, we could not bear it. Only one person can bear Ashura and seeing it truly in this world, and that is Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajah. Therefore, we need to connect Imam Mahdi on such a day, and we use Imam Hussein and his movement and Ziyarat Ashura. It is a bab, it is a door. We go through the door of Imam Hussein, and through this door, we reach our own Imam, Imam Mahdi. May Allah, inshallah, on such a day, expedite his return and make us of his true and sincere followers, inshallah.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, a place where angels cry, while infant children die. Hussein has said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They can't bear to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein.
Today is the day of Ashura. It is the day of grief. It is the day of sorrow. And we're talking about that nobody is as sorrowful and grievous as Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farajah, on such a day. He is the true musab. He is the one that the calamity has befell upon him. Because he sees, we hear about Ashura, we read maqtals, we read the way that Imam Hussein's companions are martyred on such a day, but he sees it, he witnesses it. So our question today is this, is that how can we connect to Imam Mahdi? How can we connect to Imam Hussein on such a day? There's a very famous khutbah. It's called the khutbah of Ma'rifat Binuraniyat, meaning that you have cognition and understanding and knowledge through nur. It means that there's another faculty of gaining knowledge besides the mind and intellect, that you can gain knowledge through the spirit, you can gain knowledge through nur and through light. Once Abu Dhar comes in this tradition, comes to Salman of Farsi, and asks him, what is this ma'rifat binuraniyat? What is this understanding and knowledge through nur? So Salman and Abu Dhar, they approach Imam Ali alayhi salam and they ask him. Imam Ali teaches them and says, Ya Salman wa ya Jundab, which is the name of Abu Dhar, Qala labbaik, we are ready, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, we are here. Innahu la yastakmilu ahadun al-Iman hatta ya'rifani kunha ma'rifati binuraniya. Basically, this is a good question you ask. Nobody will reach the reality of faith unless he attains and recognizes me through nur. You have to know me through nur. You have to attain knowledge of me through your spirit. فَإِذَا عَرَفَنِي بِهَذِهِ الْمَعْرَفَةِ فَقَدْ إِمْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ لِلْإِيمَانِ. And if God gives somebody and tests him with true faith, gives them this nur, he will be given true faith, his light, his chest will be expounded. Then he tells him this, وَمَنْ قَسَّرَ عَنْ مَعْرِفَةِ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ شَكٌ مُرْتَابٌ. And whoever does not understand me through light, he will be in doubt. So brothers and sisters, we are being taught from Imam Adi in this hadith that there's another faculty of realizing and connecting to the Holy Prophet, to the Ahlul Bayt, through nur and through light. That is what happens when you go to their ziyarat. That is what is happening on the day of Ashura when you're connecting to him. You're connecting to Imam Mahdi. Then in the tradition it says, Ya Salman, Ya Jundab. And again they say, Labbaik, we are here, we're listening, we're ready for you, Ya Amir al-Mu'mini, O Commander of the Faithful. Ma'rifati bi nuraniya ma'rifatullah. Whoever has known me through light has known God. The more you know the Ahlul Bayt, this cognition that you have, you will know Allah. وَمَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ And the more you know Allah, the more you witness Him with your spirituality, the more you witness me. وَهُوَ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ Do you want دِينُ الْخَالِصِ? Do you want pure religion? It is understanding and connecting and having cognition of the Ahlul Bayt through the Spirit. That is دِينُ الْخَالِصِ. That is pure religion. So on the day of Ashura, we connect to the true person that is crying for Imam Hussein, that is Imam Mahdi. We connect to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We connect to the children of Imam Hussein, the companions of Imam Hussein that were martyred on such a day. And we take our spirit and our spirituality to Karbala. And we ask Allah one dua this day, and that is to bring back our Imam and to make us of his true followers and companions, inshallah.